Today is Thursday, March 7th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in must-know news.
Nikki Haley ended her presidential campaign on Wednesday, consolidating Donald Trump's path to the 2024 GOP nomination. Shortly after, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell endorsed the former president, marking a significant GOP alignment behind his candidacy despite their prior public clashes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's new initiative to deploy the National Guard and state police in New York City subways for safety following a slew of crimes has been met with some backlash. While some praise the move for increased security provided, others have criticized potential civil liberty infringements. And the United States is optimistic about a potential ceasefire in Gaza as South Africa appeals to the World Court amid a worsening humanitarian situation. Meanwhile, fatal Houthi attacks on shipping have intensified concerns about a larger regional conflict. In other notable news, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a $460 billion spending bill in order to avoid a government shutdown. The 339-85-person vote relied on Democrats after months of negotiations. Bitcoin has hit a record high of $68,800 after the collapse of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange in 2022. The price is up more than 175% from a year ago. For more info, check out today's C2 story. A jury-convicted movie armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, of involuntary manslaughter for the fatal shooting on the set of Rust. Gutierrez-Reed plans to appeal the ruling and faces up to 18 months in jail. And after having thought to have been extinct in the Atlantic for over 200 years, Massachusetts researchers have spotted a gray whale. Experts are calling it, quote, an incredibly rare event. A word from our sponsor. Does this weather have you craving something warm and toasty? Well, look no further than Just Bagels. Try one of their over 34 unique flavors baked with only the best ingredients. Use code NEWS for 10% off your order at justbagels.com. Happy Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.